Good afternoon. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Ask Sharifa Videocast. Today's videocast is one of my favorite types because what I love to do is to be able to share my friends with all of my other friends. I love to introduce great people to great people. So today's guest, many of you will know, she shows up to just about every Ask Sharifa videocast. She offers her information as well as questions and comments. So it's a pleasure for me to be able to have her as a guest on the show. But before we get started at introducing our guest, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do. And that's to go ahead and share this video. That's right, because friends do not let friends miss out on Ask Sharifa. So if you have any questions, if you're just now joining us in the comment section, please feel free to ask your questions, ask your comments, because today's show is going to be amazing. I can tell you that right now, because our guest today is coming on to announce and release her second book, her new book, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But she's an amazing woman. She is an author. She's a medium. She's a channel. She's a psychic. She's a spiritual advisor. She's just a wonderful person. Please join me in welcoming Frances Bullen. Good afternoon, Frances. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show. This is so exciting.
It is exciting. And I believe one of the main reasons it's so exciting is because it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Frances.
Thank
you're
you.
What, 21, 25 now?
Yeah, all the way up to 70.
Well, you look great for whatever age. You look amazing. You sound amazing. Thank you for being a guest on the show. So again, you're welcome. I really want to talk about your book, but give us a little bit of history. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as I just said, I'm 70 now, so I've seen a lot of things go on in life. I've been married 40 years. I have 3 children who are still with us. One that has departed. He left of a heart attack at age 33, so we just talk in spirit all the time. And we celebrate him because he put me on my spiritual journey, kind of a kick in the fanny, so to speak. And gosh, I have numerous grandchildren all the way from 29 to 7 months. So I'm just living a great life.
7 months. How adorable. I'm so sorry for the loss of your son. Losing a child is one of the most difficult things anyone can do, or so I'm told. So definitely want to say I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's been a long time and we're getting through it all.
Yes, you get through it, but you never quite get over it. So one of the things that I'm so grateful for is that you didn't just go hide out in a room, in a closet somewhere, and just remove your light from the world, because there's so many people who are able to learn from you and who need you as a part of this world.
Thank you. My pleasure to give back.
Yes. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about you, but before we go on, we have people joining us here in the comment section. James Smith says hello. So hello, James Smith. Thank you for joining us. Tammy Sorrento says happy birthday. So we're definitely enjoying you today.
And thank you and hello to you.
I'm excited, Frances. This is what I love the way that you have refused to retire. Let me just say that. I don't know if you're supposed to retire, you have to retire, but it's like you never slow down. Every time I'm at an event, you're at the event, you're still going strong, and you just released a new book. Before we talk about that, tell us about your current book that you have.
My current book is called It Is I, Amadeus, mm-hmm. Channeled Messages from Spirit. And it came right out of my journaling when I went through my classes to learn to automatic write, to meet Amadeus, and going forward. Every time I meditate, I write a question and I let my guides and angels and loved ones on the other side help me to answer something that I'm struggling with. Good
right.
things and bad things.
Yes. I mean, it can't all have sunshine. It can always be sunshine. But then again, it's not always rain. So
I pretend in sunshine a lot. I'm a Pollyanna type. I like to keep a smile.
I think in some
sad way. I don't know if it's sad or not, but I think I'm the Pollyanna type too. I believe in rainbows and unicorns.
You got it, girl. And it's great to know you as a friend too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. No, I learned so much from you, just watching you, just watching the things you're able to do. So in your first book, you talk about the channel information. You talked about Amadeus. When, how, where did you begin channeling Amadeus?
In 2007, I was in an automatic writing class, and this guide appeared, and I thought his name was Amadeus. Mm-hmm. I called him that for many years. And I was teaching a class, and a student asked if maybe it was Mozart. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, gee, okay. So I closed my eyes and went under, and I heard Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I spoke that and realized that I was channeling Mozart. Mm-hmm. In an event at a psychic fair, he came through and someone in the audience asked if the channel, me, was his sister in that lifetime. And he said yes. And I couldn't say yes to the audience. I just fell apart. So I went back into my trance and opened my eyes back up and said, yes, and I am here to repay the karma from that lifetime. So I left the room in tears when it was over because it was so emotional. And I did a past life regression where we went to a past life and I was there with him. And he was 4 and I was 9. And then to finalize all of this, I ended up through guidance from the universe in Austria. My granddaughter was in Prague for a semester abroad, and we went to visit. We went to Austria. I went to the place of our birth, and I could hear us giggling on the stairs. And then I went to the gravesite of his sister, and I heard very distinctively a voice tell me, you have the energy, there's nothing here for you. So I had to accept it. I have that energy of his sister from that lifetime. And he's here to repay karma because he wasn't very nice to me. He knew I couldn't be on stage and he could. So he made sure he got all the attention, even though it's known that his sister was gifted also. Mm. So here we are. Now I'm on stage with you.
Wonderful. That's news to me. I love learning more information and new information. I hadn't really given any thought or heard anything about Mozart's sister. So that's interesting. Now, yeah. For you, I mean, it seems to me that you're just so calm. This is the way things are. I was talking to Mozart. I'm his sister. And everything is just so natural for you. Was there any aspect where you said, okay, wait a minute, all of this channeling, all this information was difficult?
It's never been difficult. It was difficult to accept my position with him mm-hmm. because I had such great respect and I didn't feel worthy. Mm-hmm. And so as time went on and I began to work on me and my worthiness, I felt better about it. Now I can tell you this story in front of anybody who's listening mm-hmm. and feel really good that it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And the channeling is exciting. It helps other people with their questions. He wants me to teach love of the self to the world. Mm-hmm. He says it's my purpose in life is to teach love to other people. And he especially mentions the children mm-hmm. because they so soon get put in a box and grow up like you and I, not really loving themselves very well.
Hmm. Wow. So when did you make the transition from, actually, before we go into the transition, what are some of the messages that you have channeled?
Well, he brings forth a lot of messages about spirituality, mm-hmm. how to live your life, not to pass judgment on other people. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you have to love everyone you meet. Mm-hmm. You can meet someone and say, I think I'll stay out of their energy. Mm-hmm. But it's not by being nasty or mean or judging them, mm-hmm. it's just backing away from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Well, I mean, at the end of the day, that is the message, that there's all there is love. Energy.
All there is love.
Yes, absolutely. So you're channeling, and then you personally are channeling, and then you transitioned into teaching or doing more workshops. What inspired you to want to teach people through the workshops that you present?
Because I want them to learn to meet their guides, their angels. If their loved ones want to come through, I want them to be able to feel that energy and that unconditional love that you receive from those on the other side. Whether they've lived on the earth or not, they have that unconditional, strong love. And that's what I want them to connect with.
Okay.
So get their answers.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about your workshops?
Well, on Thursdays from 11 to 1 and from 7 to 8:30, I teach automatic writing. We do a guided meditation. They meet a guide or an angel or a loved one. They get messages, spirit animals, all kinds of exciting things happen. Mm-hmm. They get breakthroughs. They cry. They laugh. We talk about anything spiritual, and we get answers, and we are in an energy where they feel safe talking about spiritual things, because not everybody believes the same way.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who don't believe the same way?
This is your journey, and you need to take it the way you've planned, because we all plan it before we come. And if they plan not to seek spirituality, that's okay with me. I'm just glad I have it.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. I have to actually come and take one of your workshops. I've been interested in doing that for some time. I just have not had the opportunity. So I just want to...
As I always say, when the right moment comes, you'll be here. It's all divine timing.
Absolutely. And your classes are in Irvine, is that correct?
Actually, now they're in Tustin. I work out of the Sanctuary Wellness Center in Old Tustin.
Okay.
First Street.
That's not as far as Irvine for me, so I might have to check into taking one of those classes. So how many different workshops do you offer?
Well, starting this Saturday, I'm starting a class on developing your divine skills, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Learning about chakras, learning about different words that are used in spirituality that you hear, but you don't really know what they mean. It'll have a different subject every time it's taught. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, I'm going to get into talking and teaching love of self to people. I've done one class on it, and now that the book is here, I have a better tool for them to use, and we'll move forward with that.
Yes. Now that the book is here, we definitely want to move forward with that, because I have some questions on love of self. But let's talk about your new book, Loving the Me in Me. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Loving the Me in Me. And we're grounding in the love vibration. So okay. I spent at least 3 years on a really intense journey of going back with hypnotherapy and other methods, a lot of it just self-help, and forgiving my parents for anything they did that I believe was not in my best interest, and forgiving me for things that I've done in other people's lives that was not in their best interest. We're all human. We all do the best we can, but there's no perfection. Mm-hmm. And so I just did a lot of inner soul work to learn that I was loved all the time. I just didn't know it.
Wow, Francis.
I didn't feel it the way I feel it now.
I can't believe that you did unkind things to people, Francis. I would never have imagined that.
Well, you know, I was 7. In one particular incident, I broke into the family penny bank. And I went and bought candy. Mm-hmm. And there was stuff to pay for that. And I had to forgive me for doing that. Mm-hmm. I had to forgive me for fighting with siblings or disobeying my parents in any way. So when you forgive yourself, it's the cleansing piece. Mm-hmm. But you can easily say, I forgive the others, but you don't even know you're supposed to forgive yourself mm-hmm. until you start doing the work.
Yeah, so you were holding on to that from the time you were 7. And so when did you begin the process of forgiving yourself?
I was working on why I felt I didn't deserve to have money.
Okay.
And that was a big issue. And my father came through one morning after meditation, and he knew that I was thinking of this incident. And he said, I know what you're thinking. This is your father, and I gave you cruel and unusual punishment, and I'm sorry, and please forgive me. And so that was a beautiful moment. And I could feel his energy loving me and asking for forgiveness, which I readily gave. Mm. But I had to forgive me for the incident because I stirred up a real negative feeling in the whole household. Mm. They were waiting for me when I got home.
And so from that time, you held on to that feeling. You held on to that incident for the majority of your life. How old were you when you released it?
Probably 68.
Okay, so this was relatively recent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. It was very recent.
Okay. So it wasn't the beginning of your journey. So you had to learn to forgive other people. Then you learned how to forgive yourself. That is definitely life-changing. But before we go too much further, again, I want to thank everyone who's joining us in the comment section. Thank you for all the hearts. I love the hearts. The hearts are just going up while we're speaking, and everyone is sending you a lot of love. Susan Putman joined us. She says, so good to be here. James Smith said, happy birthday, Francis. Ari is here. She's watching. Jen Perlman, Krista has joined us. So everyone is definitely
beautiful.
Here. Yes, showing you your support. Showing you support. And if you are just now tuning in, we are speaking with Frances Pullen about her new book, Loving the Me in Me. If you have any questions?
If I might take a quick second, I have two beautiful souls who are part of my life who have actually come down to my office to watch this with us.
Okay. Are you going to tell us about them?
I would like them to just say their names.
Okay. Do we get to see them? Are they going to pop in and say hi?
Catherine, come over. Show your face. She's been a student of mine for years. I've known her for years.
How are you? Oh, she can't hear me. So
she can't hear you. So she's doing fine. Then we have someone else. Thank you, Catherine. I'm going to introduce yourself. And this is a dear friend of mine.
Hi, my name is Don Marr, and I'm a good friend of Francis. I've also written a children's book about self-love. We have so much in common here. So.
And we do, and he channels also. So we have a lot in common, and I've loved this guy for a long time.
Absolutely. We definitely would love to learn more about the children's book and see what we can do to make that happen. Thank you for introducing your people who came all the way there to support you.
You're far away.
That's far away.
Well, you know me. Huntington Beach is far away. So I think you're in Long Beach.
I'm
Seal. All the way from Seal Beach.
All the way from Seal Beach. I love it. Not
and
too
orange.
Far. And orange. Yes. Yes. So if anyone else wants to introduce themselves, if they're in the comment section, if you're here watching the show, put your question, put your comment in the comment section below for Frances. If you have not shared this interview, you definitely want to share it because friends do not let friends miss out on Ask Sharifa. We're having a great time today, again, introducing the world to some people that I really love. And Frances Pullen is one of those people. She joins us at every Ask Sharifa video cast. There's a hello, there's a question, there's something for Frances. Rose Mendoza just joined us, so thank you to Rose. So Frances, your book, Loving the Me in Me. So before we stop for that brief introduction, we talked a little bit about forgiveness, how important it is to forgive other people, as well as how important it is to forgive yourself. What motivated you to write the book? How did you get to the second book? What was that journey like?
Well, in meditation one morning, I was told by guides and angels to write the book. Mm-hmm. And I named it Loving the Me and Me, and I wanted a tagline. And I was walking in meditation one day, and they gave me Grounding in the Love Vibration. And I typed it real quick into my phone so I wouldn't forget it. And 3.5 years went by, and I was still working on this. And I was in meditation, and I was asking them, and they said, we told you. We gave you the name. It's in your phone. Mm-hmm. So don't think that the guides and angels aren't aware of everything we're doing. They know all the buzzwords. They know the terms. They know we text. They know all the things that we do. And so they talk to us exactly like you and I are talking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we question in our head whether we're making it up mm-hmm. or whether it's really them. And that's where trust comes in. Trust is one of the biggest words I teach people, mm-hmm. is to trust that it's really them. Trust that they're not making up stories in their head. Believe in being loved, believe in forgiveness. And you asked about the feeling of forgiveness. If we don't get to that spot, we'll live our life, but we won't live it as fully, is my belief. Mm-hmm. I felt so much clearer and better as a person when I learned to forgive myself and know that I did a lot of things I didn't mean to do. Mm-hmm. But I was in the moment and I did them. We all have stories. And my book is not a tell-all book. I don't tell all. It's not for cleansing that, because I've already cleared that.
No, it may not be a tell-all, but we need you to tell all, Frances, because you're this sweet, innocent woman. I'm seeing you sitting there smiling. You're just always so sweet. And you keep talking about having to forgive yourself and forgive yourself for some of the things that you're done. So now I'm imagining, like, wow parties or, you know, that you were.
Oh, yeah. I'm 70. All that happened. But I'm wiser now. And I'm pretty conservative, so I had to say, I forgive you for being 27 when you were wild and crazy, or 18, or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I had to get to parts where maybe I was 55 and I said something to somebody I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. We all have those moments. And, you know, looks are deceiving sometimes. Mm-hmm. But in my heart, I want everyone to know that I'm sorry for anything I did to them, mm-hmm. and I forgive them for what they've done to me.
Oh, I'm about to cry now. Like, I just feel the emotion. I just feel this emotion of just release, you know, forgiveness, of letting go. So if there
it's
was-
so, it's so cleansing. So
it seems to be, it definitely seems to be, because you seem like you're glowing. Now, you talked a little bit about the guides, and you mentioned that some people feel as if they're unsure, as if they're actually speaking to their guides. How does someone know, like, if they want to know their guide's name, or they want to know that it's them for real, how do they absolutely know?
I take them on a guided meditation, mm-hmm. and I bring in an energy. I don't name it. I ask them to sit with the energy. Sometimes it brings people to tears because mm-hmm. they're feeling that love. And then they have a conversation. Mm-hmm. They ask their name, who they are, why they're with them, those kinds of things. And I'm quiet while they do that. And then after meditation, we talk about what went on, what happened, what was said. If you see a spirit animal, I have a little book, and it always comes up a perfect read for them. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they were feeling at that moment in time. Sometimes they receive a gift from their guide. My first gift was a quill mm-hmm. and a bottle of ink. And they told me I was supposed to write.
Oh, wow.
That clue, I didn't know what that meant.
Yes, I wouldn't know what to do with a quill or a bottle of ink. So we're definitely going to talk about that. We want to welcome a few more people into today's show. Welcome to Byron Lee. Welcome to Emandisa, Queen Emandisa Subira, and definitely to Edward Phillip. Edward Phillip has joined us, and Edward says, happy birthday.
Thanks, Edward. And now that I've done this interview, I'm going to send you a little something. I owe you something.
Okay, I don't know, but we're making deliveries on this show, so that's a good thing. One day we'll have to have Edward on the show, a few more people on the show. But let's go back to you, because this is your day, definitely your day in a lot of different ways, in that the power of three, trifold. We have you on Ask Sharifa Videocast today. Today is your birthday, and today is the official release announcement of your new book, Loving the Me and Me. So we definitely want everyone who's watching to go out and pick up a copy of your book. Where is your book available, Frances?
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's also available for purchase through my website, where I will actually send you an autographed copy. So you pay for the book and the postage, and I put it in an envelope and send it off to you. So my website is Frances with an E and Pullen with an I .com. You just have to spell it right.
FrancesPullen.com. If you go to FrancesPullen.com, and Edward Phillips says, I look forward to it. So he's definitely looking forward to whatever you have to see them. But if you go to send him to FrancesPullen.com, you can order an autographed copy of Frances' new book. And that's what I'm going to do. As soon as I finish this interview, I'm going to FrancesPullen.com. I'm going to order my copy. But I have to know more about what's in it. Loving the Me in Me. It sounds so wonderful, Frances. It sounds beautiful. It sounds amazing. But my question, just looking at it from the other side, is would you say that the majority of the people love themselves?
I would say the majority of people do not love themselves. Mm-hmm. Even some of the think they do really don't quite love themselves. Mm-hmm. I think I'm evolving, and I will continue to learn how to love myself better. Mm-hmm. So we all need to do a little looking in our backpack and pulling out the things that we want to forgive ourselves for and get rid of them. And the book tells the story of my growing up in a difficult household, mm-hmm. How my parents grew up in even more difficult households than I did, mm-hmm. and how we got to this point in time.
Mm. Now, that's interesting. I remember being in high school, and one of my favorite series that I just loved to read was Flowers in the Attic.
Oh,
I don't know if
yes.
But not just the movie. I'm talking about the book series.
I'm a book reader. I read the books.
It was so interesting to me because it was one of the few series that I've ever read, even to this day, have ever seen where they go back in time, like you were mentioning, where you have these children and these children are going through this horrible experience. And you're like, oh my God, the mother is so horrible. The grandfather is so horrible. The grandmother is so horrible. But then the book prior to that takes you a look at the mother's childhood. And then it goes back to the, you know, grandparents' childhood, because you always wonder when you look at different people and different family situations, like what can make them be so awful? What can make them be so evil? And it's not ever to justify someone's bad behavior, but it typically comes from their childhood, wouldn't you say?
Very typically, very much. And I grew up in a household with belts or spoons or whatever. A lot of us did, mm-hmm. but it's one thing I made sure I didn't do was mm-hmm. to hit my children like that. Mm-hmm. Because I could never understand how my parents, if they loved me, could hit me. Mm-hmm. It just was out of my consciousness. Mm-hmm. So I think my daughter might be watching, and if she is, she'll raise her hand and say, I remember one time when she hit me with her hand. And I hit them both. There were my two little ones at the time. They'd done something, I'm sure, horrendous. And I made them wait for me to come and spank them. And they say that was the worst part of the spanking, was waiting. Mm-hmm. And I hit them a couple times on their little fat cheeks, and I went out of the room and cried. Because mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'd been taught that's the way you raise children. And that was the catalyst in my life that said, no, that's not the way you raise children. I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So there you have another piece of me.
Well, thank you for always being vulnerable, for sharing little pieces of you. And I'm glad that you said that. And I'm glad that you said that to our audience today, because that topic alone is one of my most passionate ones, because it's usually the different generations prior to us who believe in whipping kids or getting them with the belt or doing different things like that. And my generation, a lot of more people turned away from having to beat kids. You know, my children now are 22 and 25, and I've never beat them. I've never wanted to beat them. I tell them sometimes when they were younger, I say, go get my belt. You know, I just want to beat you. And so my daughter says, you don't even believe in beating children. And I always say, but you're about to make me change my mind. You know what I mean? I'll just admit I was wrong. Let's beat them and let's just keep going. But I never wanted to have to resort to violence in order to get my point across. I never wanted to resort to violence in order to have them do what they needed to do.
Right.
And so even now at 22, my son, especially he when he goes through different situations, he's like, but mom, you always talk to us. You never beat us. You never yelled at us, you know, because if that's what it takes to keep a child, quote unquote, in line, that's what it's going to take to keep an adult in line. Because it's the behavior that they learned is acceptable.
Right. And as children, we were always beating each other up. Mm-hmm. And I was finding ways to get away from my siblings so I didn't get struck. Because mm-hmm. I didn't want to hit them. I didn't want them to hit me. And the beauty of what's going on in the energy of the world right now, as Don said, he's written a book on loving yourself. Mm-hmm. Is that a lot of us are doing that. A lot of us are concentrating on creating more love and trying to find out how we can find peace on earth.
Yes, I think that's what we all want at the end of the day, peace on earth. And Rose Mendoza says, thank you for sharing such a personal moment, Frances.
You're welcome, Rose.
You're so vulnerable, but you're helping a lot of people. Again, that's one of the main reasons I love to do this show is because other people want to know how to do it, whether it's how to forgive, how to love themselves. So when you mention that most people, or it's your belief that most people do not love themselves, I think most people, like you said, they think they love themselves. So what are some of the typical reasons where someone would need to take a look at this book and look at the way they are or are not loving themselves?
It's a trip for everybody to take into their personal past. Mm-hmm. Perhaps even past lives where this is repeated behavior they may be doing. A lot of self-medicating goes on. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing that, you're not loving you. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of reasons why we don't. Maybe we were bullied in school. Maybe we were molested somehow. Maybe we were hit with a belt. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons to have your spirit crushed. Mm-hmm. And if you crush the child's spirit, then you're hoping they behave. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know you're crushing their spirit. Mm-hmm. But when you start saying no to the little one-year-old, no, 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 they wonder why they keep being told no. Mm-hmm. And their minds are so small, they're not wondering yet. But as they grow and they're five, they wonder how come if they're supposed to be loved, they're being disciplined the way they are. Mm-hmm. And being put into a box. And I lived in that tight box for most of my life. And I like to say now I'm in a paper bag. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I run a yellow light.
Not a red one, a yellow one.
Not a red one, a yellow one.
But that is so beautiful, Frances. I think everything that you're doing, everything that you're saying is beautiful. In your book, you talk a little bit about your childhood. You talk a little bit about your life. What are some of the steps or the guides? And I know we definitely can't give it all away because I want everyone to go and pick up a copy of your book, Loving the Me and Me. But what are some of the tangible steps that a person can take away from and the changes that they're able to make in their own personal lives as a result of your book?
The first step, I feel, is admitting that you need to. Mm-hmm. You have to admit to yourself. I had to say, Frances, you've got work to do. Mm-hmm. And then the second step, and this is one I thought that Amadeus made up, and I was mm-hmm. so proud of him, is to look in the mirror and look into your eyes, mm-hmm. look into your soul. And then I learned from friends of mine that that's an age-old psychological thing that you do when you visit a therapist. Mm-hmm. So instead of spending the money on a therapist, I went and spent it on a mirror to look at myself more often in the eyes mm-hmm. and connect. and to say, I love you. Mm-hmm. It's huge. But there's a lot more to it than that.
Absolutely. I know there's definitely a lot. But you also made a step of your own a few weeks ago. You took your first selfie.
I did. I took a selfie. And when I laugh with Edward, it's because he worked with me on my fear of audiences.
Okay.
So that I could interview better. And I actually took a selfie just to prove I had taken the first step. Mm-hmm. And I thank him so much for the work that he's done with me. And I owe him. And so I'm going to do a little video clip and thank him and give him a testimonial.
Oh, wow. So that's
he's
wonderful.
Still waiting.
You know, but he's patiently waiting. He just said, I'll look forward to it. So he's not in any rush. You know, sometimes these steps take time. It's your birthday. You turn 70. Hey, we can wait a couple more days for the video of you.
I have to remember that my neck's not going to get tighter in the next 3 days. So I might as well do it now.
You look wonderful. You look amazing. There's nothing that needs to tighten up. So again, I mean, because the whole idea of loving the me in me, I think it's something that is definitely needed. But I think so many people, they do different things. They say different things. Maybe like you were saying earlier, when you said something to someone that you know, might have hurt them, different things, that person may not necessarily look at what they did or how they reacted as needing to love themselves. How do you make it crystal clear that those actions are a part of self-love?
It's personal self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And typically when someone says something that hurts your feelings, mm-hmm. they're probably hurting worse than you are. Mm-hmm. And so I want people to take a look at that, mm-hmm. that if they're feeling struck by someone's words, mm-hmm. to just look at what they might be going through in their life at that moment, mm-hmm. and understand that we're all in our human capabilities, mm-hmm. and none of us are perfect. And so when we're not feeling 100%, we might just strike out. Mm-hmm. And that's again where you go back and you look at it and you forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Because you know the pain you were in that day, and you wouldn't have done it intentionally if you weren't in that pain.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is just that acceptance, the acceptance of who you are, that we all make mistakes, that none of us is perfect, but we should still love ourselves.
Exactly. And as I was making fun of my neck, was that loving me? I did it playfully, and it is loving me because I know that 70-year-old people have different skin than 20-year-old people. Mm-hmm. And it's my years of learning. Mm-hmm. It just shows that I've had a few years to learn things.
You know, but what it shows me is that when you mention your neck and that 70-year-olds have a different type of neck than 20-year-olds, to me, what I see, because, okay, let me go back and go to an example. When I first started doing Ask Sharifa video, and I've been doing this, I don't know, I think since January now. So it's coming up on a few months. But when I first started doing the show, I picked everything apart. I could see every hair that was out of line, every nail. I would fiddle with my clothes. Every time the camera wasn't on me, I just adjusted. And then I sit up straight and then I'm not, you know what I mean? And it's like everything just had to be perfect. And I can see that even when watching the original shows. But now, almost 6 months later, it's like, I'm just okay. If a hair is out of place, it's out of place. If, you know, my eyebrows, as you can see, I haven't done my eyebrows in some time, but it's okay. You know, it doesn't faze me. You know, it would be easy to say it doesn't bother me, but it's not even that. It doesn't faze me. I don't even think about it. You know, but if I were to point out something that wasn't up to par during a show, then people would notice it. Because that's just right. Looking at your neck, I don't see, you know, anything. I see everything is so beautiful about you. You're glowing. I love your short haircut. I love that you are always smiling, laughing. You always have time for people. That's one of the main things that I love about you is you always have time. You talk to people. You show up for other people, for their events, for the shows, and you're just a wonderful person. So just to have someone who's that wonderful and say, oh, my God, look at her neck, to me, that's not something that it would even enter my mind.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
See, you had that little pose. You're like, thank you. I love it. Now, if you are just now tuning in to Ask Sharifa Videocast, we are coming down to the end of the show. We do have some time left, but I want to thank everyone who has joined us. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, please add those to the comment section. And I definitely suggest, recommend, hope that you'll go ahead to francispullin.com, and that's Francis with an E, Pullin with an I, francispullin.com, and pick up a copy of Francis's new book, Loving the Meat in Me. Can we see that book again, Francis, please?
This is the book, Loving the Meat in Me. And then I have another beautiful book with me today, and this is Sharifa's book.
Yes. Wait, hold it back up.
I got to finish reading it, and the testimonial will follow.
We got to hold that back up. I got to see that again. Okay, that was good. That was my own little plug right there. But yeah, we'll get all the testimonials. What we have to do is get your book, Loving the Me and Me. So we'll get that taken care of. Now, Francis, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I like to do at the end of every show is just allow my guests the opportunity to just speak directly to the viewers, speak to Edward, to Krista, to Jen, to Rose, to everybody, Byron, Edward, who has joined us, and let them know what you want them to take away from your interview.
First of all, I want to thank you all for being here, if you turned in for 5 minutes or for the whole interview. I want you to take away a feeling of self-worth and look in the mirror. And if you can do it and say, I love you, and say your name, then you're on your way. So it's very important to me that we all learn to love ourselves, we'll love each other easier, we'll teach it to others, we'll teach it to the world, we'll all do it together. That's what I want us to do. And that, I've been told, is my soul's purpose.
And that's beautiful. I definitely think that's beautiful. I remember when I was going through my hardest, most difficult times, and I was just felt so just, I won't even give it a word. You know, I won't give it that power, but I would look in the mirror. This is a true story, Francis. I will look in the mirror and I will tell myself, I love you and God loves you. And if nothing else, that's enough. And then the next day, I would just add people. I would say, you know, your mom loves you and your dad loves you. Then the next day, you'd be like, and then the kids love you. And by the time I had finished adding people, it was like this scroll of all the people that love me. And it's so in knowing, just simply knowing the truth of how much I was loved, it allowed me to love myself. And so in loving myself, I was able to pick myself up, get back on my feet, get back out there, and do everything that I came here on this earth to do. So I can definitely relate, Francis.
Beautiful. That's exactly what we all need to do.
Yes. Yes. So it is part of your soul's mission, and it's part of my soul's mission to help you reach higher levels. So what we want everyone to do, again, is go to francispullin.com and pick up your copy of Loving the Meat in Me. You can visit Francis's website at francispullin.com. Take a look at what she has to offer. Take a look at her workshops. Francis does so many different workshops several times a week, and you definitely want to be a part of what she is doing. So Francis, I want to thank you for being a guest on today's episode of Ask Sharifa Videocast.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to today's show of Ask Sharifa. I appreciate all of your support. I appreciate everyone who has shared the show. So definitely thank you. I definitely have to thank my sponsor, FireballApproves.com. Thank you to Tammy Sorrento for everyone or anyone who's thinking of renting either an apartment or something on your vacation. You do not want to be scammed. Do not want anyone to take advantage of you. And that's why Tammy Sorrento helps everyone stay scam-free. So visit her website for rental verification at FireballApproves.com. For more of my interviews, to be a guest, or for sponsorship opportunities, please visit my website at AskSharifa.com. Until then, everyone have a wonderful day.
When you're looking to buy or rent a property, you need fireballapproves.com. They protect you against renter fraud and much more. Give us a call today at 904-580-6740 before you shop. If Fireball approves it, then you can rest assured that it's a safe deal. Why go anyplace else? With over 20 years of experience, you bet we've got your back. That's fireballapproves.com. Don't get scammed. Make sure Fireball approves. Agency number A180175. If you want to take your business to the next level, then you need InTheNewsPR.com. It's the perfect PR agency that can increase your business exposure, along with your media interest through thoughtful storytelling and strategic media campaigns. That's InTheNewsPR.com. Give us a call at 562-822-0965 and see how we can get your company in the news. From marketing and social media to public relations and interviews, we've got it covered. That's InTheNewsPR.com. Make sure everyone knows your business.